All right, good afternoon. The time is 1 o'clock. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. We have our guest, Sean Curley, in the studio today to talk about the Coho Derby. It's starting up this weekend. Call in anytime during this program to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Sean, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I don't think it starts this weekend. I think it starts next weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, August 11th.
August 11th. Okay.
It is the first day of that. And every weekend after that until September 3rd.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, so let's start off. We're having a Coho Derby this year. We're bringing it back. In large part because we did not have a King Derby this year. Tell me what led up to that cancellation and why.
Cancellation of our King Salmon Derby, I think, was just from the forecast for the salmon returns around here was too small and a lot of areas got shut down. It shut down the areas that were around Wrangell, which led us where we couldn't have a King Salmon Derby here, so Coho Derby hasn't been done for years, so we thought we would try to bring that back. I think it's been 24 years since we've had a Coho Derby, so.
24 years, yeah. What year was that?
96 maybe was our last year, the Durango Golf Club actually had sponsored the last year. 1996, yeah. So it looks like with 1996, $250 was the cash prize for the winner that year, and 17.1-pound fish had won it. So this year we were bringing back. We have a lot more money to be had out there. Pretty good chunks of change up there for weekly winners and for overall winners. So $2,000 for first place versus. $250 was first place there in 96, so.
Oh, wow. $2,000 for first place.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me some more of the prizes. What's second place? What's third place?
We have first, second, and third place. $2,000 for first, $1,500 for second, $1,000 for third. Weekly prizes for the biggest cohos, $250 And the biggest coho on Labor Day weekend, which is a three-day weekend, is $500. And also, whoever buys a ticket is eligible to win a round-trip Alaska Airlines tickets. So even if you don't plan on fishing that hard, or let's say that you're just a business around here that benefits from the Coho Derby and a little bit of money that brings in. I mean, it's not going to be anything like the King Salmon Derby brings in, but if you do benefit a little bit from the Coho Derby, then maybe go out and help us out and buy a ticket because we need to sell as many tickets as we can, obviously, and have this thing work so we can justify having another one next year and hopefully the Coho show up in numbers and the weather is, I mean, not as hot as it's been, but the weather will be nice to us and give us some good weather to go fish in.
Yeah, absolutely. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $20 a piece, which is the same price they were in 96. So it's not a whole lot of cash, but I'm only fishing the weekends also. So there's only 9 total days of fishing. So hopefully it's not that big of an impact on the fish that are coming through.
Definitely. So it's based on your 3 best fish.
Your 3 biggest fish will be the combined weight of those 3 fish will win the derby versus, I think there will be prizes, though, for the single biggest fish. They won't be the overall top prizes, but there will be. And then there's prizes for the ladies. There's for the biggest coho for for the women as a beautiful bracelet there by Rhea Designs. And they usually make something for us every year for the King Salmon Derby. So that's something the ladies are after sometimes more than winning it all, because it's a really beautiful silver, native design, you know, coho on there, salmon on it. So
cool. All right. If you're just now tuning in, the time is 1:05. We have our guest Sean Curley in the studio today to talk about the Coho Derby, which is starting up not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll take a short break. Please call in with any questions or comments. That number is 874-2345. All right, everybody, we're back. I'm going to see if we have a call on the line. Hi, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
Okay, give Curly a second. He's got to put his headphones on.
I'm good.
Okay, yo, please introduce yourself.
My name is Dave Joseph. I have a question for the chairman there, Sean Curley.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was just wondering what a legal length of a coho is.
Legal length of a coho. I don't know if there is a legal length, Dave. I think in our derby booklet it says you can't weigh in something less than 3 pounds, which that'll count a lot of your fish out. But I'm not sure what the if there's a measurement like there is with kings. I know kings are 28, but... That's a good question. And there maybe there isn't. Maybe there isn't a legal length.
I haven't.
You would think that someone as knowledgeable as me would know that. But maybe before the broadcast is over, someone can help me out with that. But I don't think there is a legal limit, David.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
Okay. All right, good question, Dave. Let's continue. Okay. We've got a question from Lucy. So she called in, but we're just going to read her question. Lucy Robinson wants to know if you've got 3 to 5 tips for her on catching coho. Come on, man.
3 to 5 tips. Yeah. Man, that's like big, yeah. Well, first tip is don't go fishing with your boyfriend because he can't catch a fish in a bucket. Second, cold beverages, especially in the heat, to keep your brain working. You got to stay hydrated. That is the key. Stay hydrated. And then spend lots of money on gear at all the stores. Spread your money around whether you need it or not. Even if you run the same leader the whole derby, just spend money at all the stores and grease them up real good so that they know that we're there for them. And then, like I said, you call me and I can give you a few tricks, but mostly I can't air those tricks. But yeah, just stay away from Jared and you should do fine.
Okay. Good luck to you, Lucy.
Good luck.
Fishing. Okay. All right. Let's keep it going. So, yeah, we did the days. We did prizes, tickets. Are there any fishing borders we need to be aware of?
It's the same borders as we use in the King Salmon Derby, which is pretty much everywhere around here. I mean... I think from Babbler points or Babbler down. So where's it going to be at Madden Bay? Same points as we had for the King Salmon Derby there. From Madden Bay up towards the river and over to Gray's is closed, but everything else is open. And I think the majority of the people aren't fishing the south end. They're fishing over by Zrimbo and Harbor and Sunrise. And but looking at back at the old history of the last derby, there was actually cohos caught at Babbler and some spots you don't see people go fishing around here. That I've never seen fishing around here for coho anyway. So maybe they ran different back in the day. Maybe no one just fishes there nowadays. So, but plenty of room out there to fish.
Definitely. And where do people need to weigh in?
Weigh-in stations are going to be at the Harbor Shack at Reliance Dock. We got a couple good helpers this year. Time and Teat and Ashley Allen are going to be putting in 12-hour days there all weekend from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, Saturday and Sunday, and Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the last weekend. So they'll be there to weigh in your fish, and I'm just really encouraging people to come and participate in this thing and try to make it happen. Because it's looking like we might not have a King Salmon Derby again next year or for a couple years coming. So if we can make this something that the community gets together and has a little bit of friendly competition, and there's some good prizes and money to be had, and just try to make it work. Because if we don't make it work this year, it might not happen next year. So,
yeah. Tell me more. What does making it work look like to you?
Making it work. I mean, if we can just break even really on the money that we put in onto this little booklet here and our posters and the prize money, we kind of bumped up the prize money to get people excited about coming and fishing and buying tickets. So, we might have went overboard, but we're hoping to sell enough tickets to just break even and offer up a community event here that's fun for, you know, your family and your visiting friends, and also just to have a local friendly competition.
Yeah. So some competition. All right. Let's go to a break real quick, just in case anybody wants to call in, and then we'll be back. Peace out for right now. Okay, we're back. So people have been calling in, and we just, our lines are actually getting tied up, so that's why we can't air them. It's because they're getting all weird. So Jared Gross called, and he said that he wants to bet you that he can catch a bigger coho than you.
With no net marks on it. He's trying to say that he can catch a bigger coho than me on a hook or a line. And a hook. Yeah, I would take that bet any day.
Okay.
All right. Also, going back to Dave Joseph's question, a minimum coho length is 16 inches.
Perfect.
So that is that. And also, you can keep coho, pinks, chum, and sockeye under 16 inches with a 10 per day limit in combination. No size limit on those, so
10 per day limit.
Yeah, but anyway, so 16 inches is your minimum coho length.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for making me think there.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Let's see if we have anybody online. The phone is ringing. I mean, apparently. Jeez. Oh my gosh, I hear Keely just in the studio saying, it won't go through.
She's pulling her hair out.
Come on.
I just have to line them up outside on the porch.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Okay, we'll be back. We got to get these phone calls in. Okay, so Curly came into the studio, and now he tied up all the lines to the point that we can't even answer calls now. So
chaos.
If you want to talk to Curly, just call him up, man. He doesn't have chaos. Facebook, so don't try to do that.
Anyway, just another little bit of history. Dick and Jeff Angerman started this thing in like 85, their coho derby anyway, and ran it for a few years, and I think it got to the point where more people were king salmon fishing than coho fishing, so it wasn't financially able to do it. And whatnot. So anyway, there's lots of big prizes out there this year. I know it's been hotter than heck lately. Hopefully the weather calms down a little bit, but grab your family, grab your friends, go out there and give us a hand here and try to keep this little bit of derby thing going until hopefully one day we can get back to, you know, fishing the weekends for a King Salmon Derby. And I'm hoping, we're all crossing our fingers that is not too far in the future, and let those things rebound and do their thing. And in the meantime, we'll just fish the weekends on these cohos and give us something to do and give us something fun. And like I said, there's prizes to be had. Tides are looking good. The weather's supposed to be good. So 16 inches or bigger. And we got some really friendly fish weighers down there. And then try to do your part to help us out. And we'll do the same to help you guys out. So that's awesome. All I got to say. Until we get some lines fixed, maybe I come in here some other day.
Oh, really? Okay. That would be awesome. You just said you never wanted to come in here again. Oh, you changed your mind. Okay. Sean Curley, thank you so much for coming into the studio today, and good luck out on the waters.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You as well.
Yeah, thanks. I'll need it. Okay, peace out.